Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky, the man who wrote Swan Lake.
I was the first Russian composer to become famous all over the world. I composed many great works, including Sleeping Beauty and The Nutcracker. But perhaps I'm best known for my famous ballet, Swan Lake. I was born in the town of Votkinsk in Russia in 1840. My father was an engineer. I had one sister and four brothers, and we had a very happy childhood. I started learning to play the piano when I was 5 years old, and I was told I was very talented. As a result, I dreamed of a musical career, but my parents wanted me to study law because musicians didn't earn a lot of money. In 1848, my parents moved to St. Petersburg, and I became a student at the Imperial School of Law there. But I was unhappy because I wasn't doing what I wanted to do. I also grieved for my mother very much after she died from cholera in 1854. That's when I started listening to music by Verdi, Rossini, Mozart, and Bellini. Their music helped me during that difficult time. After I finished school, I started working as an assistant at the Ministry of Justice. It was hard and boring work, and I had little time to compose music. But my luck changed in 1861 when I met the composer Nikolai Zaremba, who quickly became my friend and teacher. Zaremba helped me to enter the St. Petersburg Conservatory of Music. Finally, I could leave my boring job and concentrate on my music. While I was studying at the conservatory, I met the great pianist and conductor Nikolai Rubinstein. Rubinstein offered me a job teaching harmony, and later he conducted a performance of my overture in F. In 1868, I fell in love with a Belgian singer called Desiree Artaud. I asked Desiree to marry me, but she told me she had other interests. Soon after, she left for Warsaw and married another man. This made me very unhappy, and I lost a lot of confidence. But unhappiness is good for creativity. And during this time, I began composing my first symphony. Although the premiere was in 1868, I didn't publish the music for another 7 years. In 1869, I started playing with the Group of Five. Mili Balakirev, Alexander Borodin, Cesar Cui, Modest Mussorgsky, and Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. They were a group of musicians who met regularly and played together in St. Petersburg. Balakirev and I worked together on my first masterpiece, Romeo and Juliet. I knew that many people loved my music, but I hated negative criticism. For example, when I composed my first piano concerto in 1874, Rubinstein told me it was too difficult to play. However, in the following year, the famous musician Hans von Bülow decided to perform it in the USA. It was a great success. This showed me that it was important to believe in my own work. As I became more confident, I wrote more symphonies. I quickly composed my second symphony, and this was followed by my third symphony in 1875. At the same time, I wrote two important compositions. The first piece was for the Moscow Opera. It was music for a ballet called Swan Lake. The second was a group of 12 piano pieces called The Seasons. They were written to describe the 12 months of the year. During this time, Antonina Milyukova came into my life. She was a rich and beautiful woman, and she was in love with me and my music. We married in 1877, but I left her after only 2 months because I did not love her. I felt so unhappy about this that I wanted to kill myself. I decided to travel to Switzerland, France, and Italy to escape from this difficult situation. During these journeys, I worked very hard, and I finished my fourth symphony. I worked all day and all night. I had a lot of new ideas, and it was a very creative time. But, like many artists, I was earning very little money. Then something wonderful happened. A rich businesswoman called Nadezhda von Meck wrote to me. She said that she loved my music, and she wanted to give me financial support of 6,000 rubles a year. Nadezhda wrote that she did not want to meet me. She only wanted us to write to each other. I was happy to agree to this, and we exchanged over 1,000 letters. Now I could compose without worrying about money. Although at times I still suffered from depression, I produced many masterpieces. These included music for the ballet, The Nutcracker, the operas, The Queen of Spades and Eugene Onegin, the 1812 Overture, and my sixth symphony, The Pathétique. During this time, I was always touring from place to place. I travelled across much of Europe. I never stayed in one place for long. But in 1890, Nadezhda von Meck stopped sending me money because she had financial troubles. Her letters also stopped, and this made me very unhappy. I was now successful and earning enough money, but I'd always enjoyed Nadezhda's letters. She'd always believed in my music, and I missed her support. In 1892, I was made a member of the Académie des Beaux-Arts in France. I was only the second Russian to be honored in this way. The following year, the University of Cambridge in England awarded me a high honor, a doctorate of music. On the 20th of October, 1893, I conducted the premiere of my sixth symphony, The Pathétique, in St. Petersburg. 9 days later, I was dead. Some said I died of cholera because I drank some dirty water. Others said I had killed myself because I was depressed. But no one was ever really sure.